Well, the FDA has just approved Pfizer's antiviral COVID medication, making it the first at-home pill to help fight infections. Meanwhile, President Biden laid out new protocols for dealing with COVID yesterday that didn't include any new federal curbs. And while a new study from South Africa shows Omicron produces an 80% lower risk of hospitalization, some scientists say cases will still surge exponentially, and the Biden plan doesn't go far enough. Here to help us discuss it all is Dr. Owais Durrani, emergency medicine physician. Thank you so much, Dr. Durrani, for joining us. First, want to get your reaction to this antiviral, Paxlovid. The government says it has purchased 10 million courses. Delivery will start in the new year. Is this a game changer in the fight to have it in the arsenal?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I think it is a major, major tool in the arsenal. It's an exciting day anytime we get a new medication or therapeutic that'll help us fight this pandemic. This is a medication that if you test positive and are symptomatic, you start within 3 days. It's a 5-day course that'll decrease the chances of hospitalization and death by 80% plus. The good news is also initial data shows that it is effective against Omicron. So it's positive news, but I want to be cautious and make sure that this isn't taken as a magic bullet. Vaccinations are still going to be the first option. If you get infected and you take this medication, sure, you might not get hospitalized, but you could still end up with long COVID. This is also going to be, even though we've purchased a large amount, there's still going to be accessibility issues in getting this widely available just because of how much demand there's going to be for it. And then I'm concerned about that individual that, you know, might not have access to the latest information, might not have a primary care physician, how they're going to get this medication, and making sure that we remove the obstructions that might exist in getting this medication equally to all parts of the country. And so definitely good news, but we still need a strategy that is vaccination-based, mask-based, and then other therapeutics such as this medication.
And then, Doctor, I want to turn back to the president's plans that he outlined yesterday. He said, you know, if you're vaccinated, go out, don't worry, celebrate the holidays. If you're boosted, even better. That is in stark contrast to what the director general at the World Health Organization says, which, you know, he says, sit out the holidays because a canceled event right now is a life less canceled further down the road, saying, you know, you're going to impact someone's life if you don't, if you're not careful during the holidays. And you know, in hospitals like New York City, in hotspots like New York City, where we're seeing a huge number of cases, exponential growth, some medical professionals are saying that Biden's plan doesn't go far enough. So do you think that the plan does go far enough? Did he send the right messaging out yesterday?
Yeah, I don't think it's an on-off switch. I think what we as a society really have to focus on is taking all of our personal circumstances and then using the calculus to see what's right for us. And so, for example, if you are a small family and want to get together for Christmas and everyone's vaccinated and boosted if eligible, if you travel appropriately with high-quality masks, KN95 masks, N95 masks, and if you use appropriate testing, then sure, that might be a good idea for your family. But the flip side of that might be, you know, some members of your family are unvaccinated, or you're in an area where there's very high viral transmission and the hospitals are full. And if you get sick, you might not be able to get into a hospital, and that might be a different circumstance. And so I think we each have to look at our individual circumstances and then make a decision based off of that. No matter what decision we do make, we need to ensure that we are vaccinated, that we're using high quality masks, and that we have tests before we get sick. And so the time to get a test is now. And then when you do feel potentially symptomatic and you're not sure if it's allergies or something else, that's when you get tested. If that's when you start searching for a test, you might not be able to find one and it might be too late.
And doctor, I want to get your reaction to some recent comments by Dr. Fauci regarding the CDC's 10-day COVID isolation policy. It's been kind of a one-size-fits-all. And of course, we are, as you've been talking about, in very different circumstances. There's been talk of reducing it to 5 days for vaccinated people. Just wondering what your thoughts are on this.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. It's got to be data-based and data-focused. But, you know, as you mentioned, it has been one-size-fits-all, and it hasn't been updated in a while. And so if you are fully vaccinated and boosted and you have an asymptomatic positive infection that then is negative a few days later, I think it's fair to go back to work based on the data. Furthermore, a lot of healthcare workers, even though we might be boosted, we got boosted a couple months ago, we might test positive and have an asymptomatic case. And it'll be crucial in ensuring that a large portion of our healthcare workforce doesn't go home and sit out when we need them the most. And so I think it's something that is worth looking at. And as long as it's based on data and as long as it doesn't cause a detriment to safety of those around us, I think it would be a good idea.
And Dr. Durrani, I understand that you're based in Texas. What are you seeing in the hospitals there as far as the number of patients and those patients that come in? How many of them have the Omicron variant versus, you know, some other form of COVID? And how many of them are, you know, vaccinated versus unvaccinated?
Yeah, so most of the patients that I've been seeing that have been admitted to the hospital have been unvaccinated still. I've admitted probably maybe one or two vaccinated patients over the last couple of months. That was previous to Omicron. Omicron is the dominant variant here in Texas, as it is in much of the United States. And so we essentially assume that Omicron is what all of our positive tests are, most of them. Delta still does exist. And we, you know, kind of go off of that. Furthermore, we had our Delta surge back in the summer and kind of came off of the Delta surge, but our hospital capacities never really went back to what they were pre-pandemic. And that was because of, you know, so many people delaying care in 2020, coming up with, you know, things like heart failure, kidney disease that has been much progressed. And so them needing to be admitted for extended periods of time. And so our ICUs have been at 90% plus capacity, even when the Delta surge waned. And now we're seeing a huge Omicron surge. And even if the hospitalization rate for Omicron is not as high as it has been for previous variants, just because it's so prevalent, people are going to get hospitalized, and that's going to put another strain on our system. And so although we haven't seen ICU capacities maxed out yet in the Houston area, it's going to take very little for that to happen.
Okay, Dr. Owais Durrani, we will have to leave it there. Emergency medicine physician, thank you so much for your insight today.